Hello?
Hey, Sonny. This is Dan Nelson, Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah, how we doing? Yeah.
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing today?
Good. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. Hey, Katie. Hey, guys. Yeah, this is Dan Nelson, Katie,
going
with Local Splash.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just giving you guys a follow-up call on the Google Guaranteed platform we talked about a couple weeks ago. So just to kind of like refresh, right? Basically, Google Guaranteed, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program. The benefit of these leads is they come directly to you guys. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it's coming through via phone call. And then remember, you only pay when it's a qualified lead, meaning you have to either schedule an estimate with the lead, like schedule an appointment, or if you quote them over the phone. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Say it again. Say it again.
Okay, yeah. So when the lead comes through, guys, it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So let's say I, you know, book an appointment with you on Friday to come out at 2 p.m. That's going to be considered a qualified lead that you're charged for. Now, let's say I'm out of your service radius or a service you don't provide or a solicitation call, right? Or you never speak to the person. Those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. Is this all ringing a bell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Just making sure. And remember, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program because Google is backing your work. They're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they were to book your services through Google Guaranteed. So those requirements, remember, are going to be liability insurance, right? And then also mm-hmm. a background check, which you guys said you guys will be good on both, right?
All right.
Okay, okay. Now, the cost per qualified lead, and I sent this all to you guys in an email to you before, but for the general contractor vertical, it's going to be $72 per lead, per qualified lead.
And what's a qualified lead?
If you schedule an estimate or an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone. I know you don't usually quote in your industry over the phone, but if you did
if
quote them.
Calls me,
go ahead, sir.
I'm here. If someone calls me and said they want two windows put in, I said, that's not for me. That's not a qualified lead. Well, I want some, you know, it has to be what we do, like bathrooms, kitchen, second story addition.
Correct.
If someone's called me for a roof, that's not a qualified lead because I don't
it's
do
not.
I can do it. I don't chase it. I don't want it.
Yeah, if it's a service you guys don't provide, guys, you're automatically not charged for the lead.
Say that again?
If it's a service you don't provide, you're automatically not charged for it.
And then I'm charged when I book the lead if I make the appointment with the people?
Yeah.
Correct, correct. So I sent you guys a list of subcategories, right? On there
what?
Is – give me a second.
Why did you send it? What
Let
day?
Me find out, brother. Give me 1 second, sir. It was sent on January 18th. You want me to resend it right now?
January 18th? Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, so the reply to the email, you're going to see the list of subcategories on there, right? So it'll say general contractor vertical. And then it has like, it'll be like in blue under general contractor and it shows you all the subcategories. You guys don't have to turn all of those on. You're only going to try to, or want to turn on the type of jobs that you want.
Okay. So we can edit this.
Yeah, you can edit it. Correct. So like on there for,
okay.
I'm just going to use one as an example, like roofing. If you guys didn't do roofing, you will want to turn roofing
okay.
off.
Then. That's
yeah.
okay. You don't need to. You've already explained it to me. I got it. I'm, I,
Perfect.
And what if I get this thing for 2 months? I'm not happy with it. I can cancel?
It's month-to-month, no contracts. But since we've started it, we haven't had one cancellation on this program. Like, everybody absolutely loves it.
Well, right now, I'm not too happy with Local Special. Anything you say is, you know, take it with a grain of salt, because all I get is bullshit from them. And people looking to do, takeoffs for me. I got these from Connecticut, things like that. Yeah, that's another thing. The one has to be in my area, too.
So with Google Guaranteed, we target it in your specific area. So if you got a lead, if you got a call where it's outside of your area, obviously you're not going to book an appointment, so that wouldn't be a qualified lead.
All right. And how much did this cost?
So it's going to be a one-time $250 application/management fee. That's to get your Google Guaranteed profile going. So we have to submit the insurance, run the background check to get you approved for Google Guaranteed. So you pay one-time fee of $250 to get that rolling. Now, after you're approved, right, what's going to happen is you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. And then that's when your lead budget would be charged.
I hit the button for me to call you back.
What's that?
I'm going to just keep calling. No, I'm throwing the case.
Oh, all good. Okay.
You know? She calls your mother, man. You got to pick the phone up.
Okay, so there's a $250 one-time fee, and then what else?
Once you're approved, right, we're going to make sure you guys are ready to turn your leads on. When you guys give us the thumbs up on that, that's when your lead budget would be charged. The minimum budget requirement is for 13 qualified leads, so that would be at $936.
That's the minimum?
That's the minimum budget requirement is for 13 leads. And just to refresh too. Oh, go ahead, guys.
13 months, a month or a week?
A month. 13 leads for a month is the minimum budget allocation.
A month.
Yeah. Now, that's not technically a monthly charge, though. So your lead budget rolls over. So let's say you guys do the minimum requirement at 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate with each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $936 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you guys take on one qualified lead, okay, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $936. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $72.
Then again, so in other words, let's just say the first month, mm-hmm. I only get 8 qualified leads.
So then the next month you would be charged 72 times 8, which would be 576.
All right.
So the 936 is just for the first month?
The 936 is, yes, for the first month. So you have 13 leads in the bank, right? That's the minimum budget allocation. So however many qualified leads you take, that's the amount you'll be charged the next month to replenish your lead budget. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And how long does it take to start getting leads after we pay the one-time fee?
Right. So I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, the insurance, the background check, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
2 to 3 weeks?
Yes, sir. What we send you in writing is the process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3.
Okay. And then this gets you a placement on Google?
This Say that again?
The top 3 spots in Google also?
So with Google Guaranteed, it's a different section. So what's going to happen is it's the very first thing that shows up when you do a search, and it's not going to just be for Floral Park. You'll be able to target your entire service radius as long as you're insured for those areas, obviously. But
okay, very good.
Yeah, you'll show up. You can't. I have clients that even target like specific zip codes for Google Guarantee. You know.
Okay. Very good. Okay. All right. All right. So how do we get started here?
All right. So first thing I need to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your account and schedule your onboarding appointment with them. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they're going to go over with you how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Okay? Now, even though I'm not your guys' lead technician, I am very active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm going to do is resend you my direct line and extension, and when you get a chance, just save that in your phone. Okay?
Hello.
All right, just give me one sec. Let me get that off to you.
What number you called?
I called the 0299 number.
Oh, well, that's not a cell phone. That's a landline.
Got it. What about the 9265?
My cell phone's 917-749-6038.
038, got it. All right, so 917-749-6038. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, let me change it here. Okay, so I added that in as a cell phone. Okay, so I'm going to send you that text right now. Here it comes. Okay. And before I schedule the onboarding appointment with your lead technician and I have that application sent to you via text message and via email, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
What card is that?
It just shows me the last four. It's an Amex ending in 4003.
That's the other Amex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's good.
That one's good. Okay. All right. So give me one second. Let me just attach Google Guarantee to your account. So in one second here, you're going to get an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, and that application is going to be sent to you via text message here, too. Give me one sec. Let me just add it. What I'm going to do, too, is our current email thread, I'm going to reply with the link to the application to you. That way you have it in all three spots. One sec. Let me just get that off.
Well, don't bother texting me. I'm just emailing to me.
The text just gets sent automatically. Yeah.
Oh.
So, all right. So that text should be coming. Let me copy and paste this, too. There we go. Reply. Okay. All right. Now, let me verify a few things, too. So for the Google Guaranteed leads, do you want those going to the 516-328-0299 number?
What's that?
For the Google Guaranteed leads, right, do you want those going to the 516-328-0299 number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So LSA leads there. Okay.
As long as they're calls, right? We're not going to get leads through text, right?
No, you're getting them calls, yeah. So they're going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, so you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead every time that it comes through.
Got it.
All right. And in your – so it's an automatic dispute system. So basically, you don't have to do anything on your end. Like, it'll automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. But to safeguard it, Katie, in your client dashboard that you currently have with us, under leads, mm-hmm. they're going to add a section that says paid leads, okay? When you click on the paid leads, it's going to show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified, essentially, okay?
Yes.
All right. And let me see. Let's get this Google guaranteed onboarding appointment scheduled. For the onboarding appointment, do you guys want them to call the 516-328-0299 number?
Well, you're better off calling Katie's number. What are you calling for?
So they're going to have an onboarding appointment, right? This is so you can meet your lead technician. Like, they'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. They're also going to be able to push your application through. And they'll send you some, like, customization emails for the Google Guaranteed account. So you want them to call the 516-395-9265 number for that appointment? Is that correct?
Yeah, but better, no? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Why did you say it's $30? You said $72.
Yeah, it's not much more. No,
Say again?
Example.
In the email you sent, it's saying that there's always a balance of $500, and then it's saying each lead is $30. Oh, it's an example value.
Oh, it's just an example. Yeah, so in the Google Guaranteed email, right, they're just, like, giving you an example of how it works. Your cost per qualified lead, like, your actual cost is $72 per lead. Because we service the whole U.S. for multiple verticals, so the lead fees are different in different areas, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, what time tomorrow works best for you, Katie?
Tuesday between 10 and 12. And,
okay.
Or Wednesday, Thursday between 10 and 2.
Okay, so give me a second. They have a 10:30 on Tuesday. Does that work?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, and all we do, we block off a 30-minute appointment, okay? So it's not a really long one. What's going to happen is you're going to get an email calendar invite in 1 second here. It's going to say local / LSA onboarding appointment. Okay, you want to get used to that term LSA too, because that's how these leads will come through on your phone. 1 hour before the appointment on Tuesday, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. Okay? And they'll call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
And I always try to be available for those, so I should be available. Give me 1 second here. Let me send this over. All right, so here comes the calendar invite. Okay, now
and
a few more
things. Am I filling out this application form now?
Yes, as soon as possible. No, you want to fill it out as soon as possible, because the next thing I was going to tell you, on the background check, there's two companies that do it for Google, okay? Very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay? If evident is...
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, so there's two companies that do the background check. One is Pinkerton, the other is Evident, okay? If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay?
Okay.
If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license for the background. So what will happen in the onboarding appointment, Katie, it's randomly selected, right? So if it's evident, they're going to trigger a text to Sonny, and all he has 24 hours basically before the text expires, and he's going to want to scan the front and back of his driver's license for the background check. Okay? That's if evident is doing it. So they'll be able to let you know in the onboarding appointment. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing you're going to see on there is licensing on the application. When I did a check, there's not a required license needed for your vertical and area. So what you can do is under that is you could put NA for non-applicable in the application.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The insurance document you're going to need is the Accord document, okay? If you guys don't have your Accord, all insurance companies provide it. So all you got to do is let them know, and they'll shoot it straight over to you. Okay.
Got it.
All right. And let me.
What do you need? Workers' comp and liability?
They just need the liability.
Yeah, that's it. If you have workman's comp and all that, that's fine. But they don't care about that. They just want to see that you have liability insurance on the company. Okay. And the reviews, you guys are golden. So it requires 5 reviews to start the Google Guaranteed profile. You have 21, so we're going to link those to your Google Guaranteed page, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me double check. Okay. So do you guys have any questions for me so far?
I don't. Sonny, do you have any questions? No questions.
Google Guaranteed, the very top of the page, and it will be for your entire service radius. So in the application, it's going to ask you where you want to target. So whatever you put in there, that's where you're going to show up.
Got it.
Okay. We used to just ask you, but we like you guys to fill it out. That way we know, like, hey, this is where you guys want. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the main thing is just get that application filled out as soon as possible. Now, if you guys have a bunch of field workers?
What?
Do you guys have like a crew, like field workers or?
Crew?
Do we have a crew? Yes.
Okay, so what I'd recommend to you, Katie, when you're filling out the application, it's going to ask you how many field workers you have. Google doesn't have
remember, forget about how many day workers I have. I have a lot of resources. I have a lot of licensed plumbers, licensed electricians, a lot of masons that do work for me. I sub a lot of stuff out, too. So
perfect. That's amazing. Yeah, what I'm saying, though, is to avoid having a background check on all your field workers, just put 0 field workers and put 1 owner. And then the background check will be on Sonny. It's not going to show on your Google Guaranteed profile 0 field workers. It's just for the background check purposes. Okay? It just speeds the process up to get you approved. What's that?
So put down 0?
Yeah,
put 0 field worker. It just speeds the process up to get you approved. Okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so so the main thing, Katie, just try to get that application filled out as soon as possible. What we'll do is we'll have that client interview scheduled between 10:30 and 11 on Tuesday, and that call will come from the 877 number. I'm going to have us call your cell phone too, okay?
Very good.
All right, awesome. All right, guys, congratulations. You're absolutely going to love Google Guaranteed. If you guys ever have any questions on this, don't hesitate to call me. Save my number in your phone, okay?
Okay.
Write his number down. What's your number?
He's gonna miss
it's 877.
Yeah.
635. Mm-hmm. 6225. And then my extension is 711. That's how you get directly over to me.
Got it.
All right, now, anytime you guys call, if I'm not on the phone, I answer my calls live. If I am on the phone, though, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. I'm real big on that, okay?
All right, very good.
All right, awesome, guys. Congratulations. I look forward to working with you on this, and we'll get you guys all going on Tuesday. Once you guys send that application, we're going to submit it directly to Google, and they'll be able to let you know on Tuesday if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing that background check. Okay?
Okay, very good.
All right, guys. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Pleasure speaking with you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye.